there is an alternative.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back, hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. And it gets better. Right now, I'm joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. He's our friend Mandela Barnes. He is the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Wisconsin, and he is a U.S. senatorial candidate. Mandela, welcome back to the big show, man. Happy New Year.
Hey, man, Mike, Happy New Year. Good to see you. Happy to be back.
Well, you didn't look like you gained the COVID, 19 like some of us did, but looking, healthy there.
The funny thing about that is I developed some pretty healthy habits over these last 2 years. I've been waking up earlier, been sleeping earlier, going to sleep earlier at night. It's been all right, in terms of how I've been taking care of myself. Just thinking about it, in the middle of a public health crisis, like these things are top of mind. It's like, how can I best safeguard myself from everything else? So things got a little bit better.
Well, that makes one of us. Mandela, got to ask you, President Joe Biden, we carried a large portion of the speech moments ago. President Joe Biden from Georgia speaking to voting rights and really challenging the Democrats to move voting rights, to move the John Lewis bill. And if that means nuking the filibuster and the U.S. Senate, that's what he's calling for. What was your impression of the president's speech if you saw it, Mandela?
So I can't say that I caught it. I caught little snippets or things people were chiming in on social media. But I'll say this is long overdue. I look at voting rights as something that should have been a part of a 60 to 90 day or 100 day agenda item for the administration. Happily, fortunately, there's a little bit more urgency now. I hate that it has taken so long. But if the president is lighting this fire under the bottoms of some resistant members of the U.S. Senate, then so be it. It should have happened some time ago. Democracy can't wait. We see how fragile it is. You got people out there who will take every possible step they can to limit people's ability to vote, to limit people's ability to participate in the process. I mean, even Ron Johnson mentioned the takeover of federal elections by the Republican-controlled legislature. And Robin Voss, of all people, came out against it. Right? That's how absurd the proposal was.
Well, you mentioned Ron Johnson. Ron made it official over the course of the weekend. He's running for a third term, even though he promised he wouldn't. I suspect he's told worse lies than that one, Mandela. Ron Johnson, he is the impetus behind, I suspect, your campaign and a lot of campaigns. Mandela, was it somehow good to finally have a real target in the person of the incumbent Ron Johnson?
Yeah, I'll say we always expected this to happen. We expected him to break his two-term pledge. I mean, the thing is, look at how he's increased his wealth and how he's also increased the wealth of some of his most deep-pocketed donors through some of the tax laws that he's voted for. So with that being said, never expected him to honor that two-term pledge. The guy has a history of just saying things for the sake of saying them. I mean, I don't have to remind you about the conspiracy theories. I have to remind you about the suggestion that people use mouthwash to cure COVID-19. But with that being said, even though we'd expected that he'd be in this race, it still paints a much more clear picture on the road to November. Knowing exactly who the Republican opponent will be. And, it also makes it clear for spectators, for people to know exactly what we're up against, because there were still people, you know, as I go around campaign and say, oh, do you think he's going to run again? You think he'll run again? That's a question. I can't even tell you how many cumulative minutes I've spent answering that one question. So now that that's clear, it's a huge help for me when I discuss the campaign, when I talk to voters, when I talk to people about the need for us to do something drastically different than we're doing with Senator Johnson in office.
Mandela, Ron Johnson has effectively been a January 6th minimalist. The guy has whitewashed, to my opinion. He said, you know, nothing but patriots. I wasn't worried a bit. However, had it been Black Lives Matter protesters and had Trump won re-election, then I would have been concerned. I'm not saying it is purely racial politics that Ron is now playing, but this is definitely, you know, it's anti-democracy. And it's something else besides. So how would you characterize Ron's politics in regards to the big lie?
Hey, I'll tell you, that may just be his brand of patriotism. That legitimately may be what he thinks when he thinks of American love for this country, is people storming the Capitol, resulting in the deaths of police officers, not just on January 6th, but in days, months after the whole episode took place. And that's the scary part about this. His reality is not the reality of the majority of people of this state, whether it's the fact that he's someone who is incredibly out of touch. His wealth exceeds the majority of people in this state, and that's why he votes for tax breaks that benefit people in his tax bracket rather than voting for relief for everyday working people in this country to support our needs to lower prescription drug costs or to provide critical updates to our infrastructure. So what he sees through his eyes, won't even call them rose colored glasses, but what he sees from his vantage point is just not what Wisconsin has experienced. And it's a shame that this is a person that was elected to make decisions on behalf of us, on behalf of working people all across Wisconsin. And he's been incredibly derelict in the duties. And he's also just been a person who has represented the issues that are completely counter to those that most people are experiencing in Wisconsin.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine guest. He is Mandela Barnes, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Wisconsin. He is a U.S. senatorial candidate, and his internal polling, at least what he shared with the press, would seem to indicate he is the front runner in the race to oppose Ron Johnson. Mandela, how confident are you in the polling? Currently, you've got three or four strong opponents and lots of other opponents. And right now, your campaign is representing, you've got about 40% support and no one else, or only three or four other candidates, or even close to double-digit support. Mandela, do you campaign against Ron Johnson, or do you still have to consider differentiating yourself from the primary opponents?
So a couple things. If you said there are three strong opponents, I want to know what you classify this campaign as if we're polling at 40%, because I will mention that the other candidates, there are at least three other candidates in this race who have done primary polling. My campaign is the only campaign to publicly release our primary numbers, and that's because we're confident in doing so. I got a lot of friends in this race, people I got a lot of respect for, people I have worked with and hope to continue to work with. And this campaign has never been against it's never been solely against Ron Johnson. I'm running on my record. I'm running on the work that we have already been doing, whether it's my time as a legislator or my time now as lieutenant governor, working to deliver for hardworking people, our small family farms, our small businesses, working families all across Wisconsin who deserve so much more than they've been getting right now. So Ron Johnson, of course, our eyes are absolutely on November, because we don't have time to wait. We don't have time to build the infrastructure that we need from August to November. That starts now. And this campaign has demonstrated a very real ability to do it. You look at the people who've endorsed us already, the national leaders, people like Senator Elizabeth Warren, people like Senator Cory Booker, and over 120 elected officials from across the state of Wisconsin. These are mayors. These are county executives. These are state legislators. These are school board members. The people who are doing the very real and the very hard work to bring change across communities, in communities across Wisconsin. I've had a chance to work with them, and I'm looking forward to working with them even more, not just in this campaign, but to make sure that we are partners in governing so that the American dream can be an American reality. And that starts with Wisconsin showing some real leadership.
Come on, Mandela. I would have asked you about the recent and auspicious Cory Booker endorsement. That was just announced by the campaign either this morning or yesterday. But that's pretty impressive. Did you have a prior relationship with Senator Booker? I know he's been in Wisconsin a few times on the campaign trail.
Yeah, I've had a chance to meet Cory Booker a number of times. I've had a chance to have a number of conversations with Senator Booker. I actually spoke to him early on in this campaign, and he didn't know if he was going to get involved or not. This wasn't a given. This is something that we had to work hard for, just like every other endorsement, just like everyone else who's come on board to support this campaign. And I will say also that we're talking about the people on the front lines of our democracy right now, people like Senator Warren, people like Senator Booker, the people who are fighting day in, day out for the change that we all deserve. And I've had a chance to work with these people, and I'm honored to have their confidence with the endorsements that they've given to this campaign.
Mandela, I heard your potential opponent, Ron Johnson, earlier today on talk radio advocating for horse paste, ivermectin. Try all the drugs was effectively what he was saying earlier today. I want to get your opinion. I know you are in a elected position here in the state of Wisconsin. COVID numbers off the charts. Is it horse paste or something else you would recommend, sir?
Well, I'll put it like this. The horse paste, while it may not turn you into a horse, the suggestion certainly makes you a donkey. And I'll tell you that I am vaccinated. I'm encouraging everybody in this state to get vaccinated because that is the way that we beat back this virus. And, you know, I'm sort of astounded at the suggestions that, you know, people like Senator Johnson have. It's like everything except the vaccine, as if ivermectin was not developed by some pharmaceutical company, as if ivermectin doesn't have to be prescribed to you. What makes this much more safe than a vaccine in his eyes is something I'll never understand. I'm not going to rack my brain to try to figure it out. What I am going to say is I'm encouraging people to do the right thing, the safe thing, the effective thing, the thing that we know has reduced bouts of severe illness, the thing that has reduced transmission and spread of this virus. This is how we get over it.
Mandela, if people want to support your campaign, how can they find you online, sir?
I thought you would never ask. There's a website, www.mandelabarnes.com. We are on social media. Follow me at The Other Mandela. And check us out again, www.mandelabarnes.com.
Thank you so much, Mandela Barnes. More